It's time to get away from it all. Doesn't matter if you say you or y'all. Let's all get out there and have some fun. Bluff City Outdoor Show is for everyone. Welcome to the Bluff City Outdoor Show.
Thank you, Perry Woods, and indeed, welcome to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Tony Colombo here with you in studio with producer Leah and my co-host and partner, the owner of Bluff City Outdoors, Mark McMurray. And Mark, we've been talking over the last few weeks as we're getting closer and closer to summer and the kids being off, and it's already been crazy, but now it's Memorial Day weekend.
This is the start of it.
Yeah, unofficial, official beginning of summer. Yeah. It's got to be just craziness right now.
It is. And beautiful weather.
I mean, oh my gosh. No, this weekend we couldn't have gotten better weather. Whether you're listening on Saturday morning or Sunday at noon on News Talk STL, or hopefully have maybe the podcast with you on your holiday weekend, whatever day you're listening, we know it's beautiful outside.
Yes,
because the forecast
perfect.
Is yeah. absolutely incredible. So, as I do every show, the way we start every show is by thanking Perry Woods, who, of course, is the person who created our show intro. And as I've mentioned many times, he's also my best friend and number one fishing partner. And I couldn't think of anybody better to start the show with us today. We've got a packed show, by the way. We're going to talk to Jason Snyderhand. He's one of our the contributors to our fishing report and a local guide. He's going to join us in the next segment. At the end of the show, Mike Marfell, professional fisherman, is going to join us. He's going to give us our Lake of the Ozarks fishing report, and we'll check in with him. And mm-hmm. Perry Woods is with us to start the show. So what a packed show. Perry, buddy, how are you?
All right. Hey, Mike's birthday was just a couple of days ago, if I remember.
Ooh, we'll have to remember that. We'll have to pretend like we knew that, Mark.
And I think I remember seeing it on Facebook.
We'll wish him a happy birthday and pretend like we're the ones that remembered.
Yep.
Not Perry.
Gotta do that.
Hopefully he's just not listening ahead of time. P, I wanted to have you on today because for several reasons. One, you and I are going to be doing some fishing together this weekend, which is going to be a blast. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. And also, you are, you're third generation military mm-hmm. member there in your family. Perry was...
Yep.
Special Forces, Airborne Army Ranger. And so, you know, it's because of vets like you and, of course, the people who paid the ultimate sacrifice fighting for this country that is what Memorial Day is all about. So I know, you know, from the standpoint of somebody who likes to get outside and go fishing and enjoy some barbecue, mm-hmm. Memorial Day weekend's a big deal for you and others and so many people across the country. But it's also important to remember why we have all these freedoms and can do all these great things. And that is the people that have paid the ultimate price to defend those freedoms.
Exactly. I believe the line is all gave some gave all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And I always just, I think of all the amazing advancements in technology to protect us these days, you know, from Kevlar helmet to metal around your shins and your arteries and your legs, you know, in case you get shot. I think about all those things. And then I imagine our great grandparents storming islands and beaches with none of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that is.
I know.
That's humbling.
Yeah.
It is. Think of.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So so we thank everybody who has served. Of course, Memorial Day is set aside specifically for those that paid with their lives. But it's important to remember everybody, Perry and every service mm-hmm. member and quite frankly, first responders and everybody else that really put their lives on the line to protect us every day so we can have these great freedoms in our country. Perry, I just wanted to have you on again at the beginning of the show to kind of, because it's the perfect way to start, it being Memorial Day weekend and you and I getting ready to get out there on the water this weekend. Before we let you go, I like to ask this question of just about everybody when we're kind of talking fishing and telling fishing stories. What is Perry Woods' ideal setting? So, for example, Is it a farm pond? Is it a river? Is it a big lake? And is it sunny outside? Is it cloudy? Is it morning? Is it afternoon? And what lure are you? If you could create your perfect fishing environment, what's that look like?
80 degrees out, sunny, crankbait, a giant crankbait fishing deep for a 30-pound bass. or walleye under a bridge. I have found when I fish with you near Indian Point and places like that, going down those little split offs, fishing under those docks, man. I just imagine myself on a fishing show like outdoors. I imagine myself getting hooked up, you know. I remember actually the last time we were down there, I hooked something that seemed really big, but I was too close to the dock that we were on, and my crankbait got hooked on the rope.
Yep.
And that eventually freed the fish.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my dream.
That was that 30 pounder for sure.
Yeah.
The one that got away.
The one that got away.
Absolutely. I've told the story before about when I sort of got back. And, you know, I grew up fishing with my dad and my grandpa and everything. And then, you know, I was in my 20s and was on the radio and I was, you know, doing other things. And I kind of got away from fishing and that and, you know, activities like that for a while. And then rediscovered it in my early 30s and had a moment, you know, fishing and was like, well, and then ever since then I've been back full-fledged. And Perry, you and I kind of rediscovered and got back into fishing at the same time, and it's been, you know, 10 yep. 10 or 15 years now. And I always say yep. about Perry that when we go out fishing, it doesn't matter, I may catch more fish, but it is a yeah. guarantee that Perry's going to catch the biggest fish of the day. And it's the most frustrating thing. It's like, oh, man, I got 10 in the boat. Perry's only got a couple. I'm kicking his butt today. And then all of a sudden, yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, you did catch 10, but they didn't, you could add them all together and they didn't come close to the one I caught. So.
And you even caught a rock. You've caught a rock before at the lake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He actually hooked a rock with his crankbait.
That's a big skill. Oh,
right. Yeah, yeah. You think it's that big fish until you get your first look at it, and it's absolutely no good. Well, buddy, I can't wait to see you this weekend. I can't wait to get out on the water. And again, just wanted to have you on to say thank you for your service, and hope you're doing well, my friend. We'll talk to you very, very soon.
All right, blessed to hang out with you. Yeah. You'll be safe and have a great weekend.
You bet. That is Perry Woods, who of course is also a local musician. You can see Perry play all over the place. He recently had some back surgery. Jump out of airplanes for the United States government for years.
Things might happen.
You're going to get some injuries that catch up with you. And Perry recently had some back surgery, but he is getting back out there and playing. So make sure you follow Perry Woods or the Perry Woods Experience on all social media platforms. Check him out one day while he's out playing, and also anywhere that you download music, the Perry Woods Experience. Check out his music and buy it and support local music. It's so important because we have such a great music scene in St. Louis, and one of those things that got hurt pretty bad by COVID, but you know, those guys didn't have anywhere to perform. Those people that rely on the gig economy, nobody was hurt more, I think,
yeah,
more than
I
them.
Yeah, I think they were
stand-up comics,
yep.
musicians,
yeah, anything you had to have
actors.
An audience.
Yeah, exactly. So the St. Louis music scene made it through that and is thriving. So get out there and support local music. So as you heard in Perry's voice there, Mark, I think a lot of people listening are feeling the same way. You can feel the excitement about this time of year and getting outside and getting out on the water and getting into the great outdoors.
You start to get, you know, starting to get some 80 degrees out
yeah.
there rolling in, a little more consistent. And, you know, it's sunny. The days are longer. It's just, it's that time of year to get mm-hmm. out and have fun.
What's the vibe out at the shop, out of Bluff City Outdoors?
Oh, we've been slammed. I mean, just the fishing's good. And, you know, when the fishing's good and the weather's good, it's just a great combination. You know, you can still have great fishing, but if you got horrible weather, people can't get out. But now, I mean, if you looked at like the next 10 days, it's just a gorgeous looking forecast.
I know, it's incredible. This weekend is so amazing, a perfect Memorial Day weekend, and hopefully you're getting out there and enjoying it. We broke a little news last week. I wanted to just get a quick follow-up. You know, we've talked about how the rush to get back out on the water and all these people taking advantage of the great outdoors and this great weather. And we learned last week from you, Mark, that there is actually could be a minnow shortage.
Yep.
The crappie fishing has been so on fire. And
so many people getting out.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's only so much capacity. It's not
right.
The type of thing. They've added a whole lot more down there in Arkansas. I think the one hatchery is up to 1,600 acres of water, which is just huge. But it's just the demand. I mean, when our guy goes and loads up, I mean, there's trucks there from California. There's trucks there from the East Coast.
Wow.
And there's only, they can only raise them so fast.
Right. So have you heard any more?
It's looking like they're not going to run out now because we're kind of coming right now out of the peak minnow season. So it's going to start slowing down a little bit. But the ones they've been selling for mediums the last couple of weeks are a little on the short side.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they have to do because they needed a couple more weeks to grow, but they couldn't do it.
Right.
So,
and we'll probably touch on this again a little bit later on in the show, but I just want to make sure that we get this information out there as well. There's a really cool event coming to our area on June 10th out at Pier Marquette. It's a kids fishing fair.
Yeah, the kids fishing fair.
I know you guys at Bluff City Outdoors are involved in this.
Yeah, we're involved. We set up a table there, and it's just really a great kids event. I mean, they have a pond set up for catching bluegill. They actually have an archery. They place where they go shoot arrows and stuff. So it's just a really cool kid-focused event.
Yeah.
And I think last year they got about 500 kids out there. And I think it's about a 5 or 6 hour event on that Saturday.
And we've talked on this show, and you know a lot better than I do. Not only have we seen people rediscovering the great outdoors and more people fishing than maybe they were several years ago or a decade ago across the country. But that's not just adult men. We're seeing
women everybody.
and kids. So these type of events, you know, that expose fishing to children at a young age is formative and important stuff because it gets them a lifetime's worth of appreciation for the great outdoors.
Once people get doing stuff outdoors, it's just, I mean, it just beats all these years of these kids sitting in front of a TV playing a video game.
Yes.
You know, it's just more enjoyable. You're going to see things out there that you're not going to see in a video game.
Yeah.
You might be out there. I can remember as a kid, you know, anchored off with a buddy. We were up at Gillespie Lake catching bluegill. And then, you know, just all at once from out from underneath the tree root, a mink popped out. You know, he's like 6 feet from us, doesn't care about us. So we thought, he's looking for something to eat. So we caught a fish and threw it up there on the bank for him, and he ate it.
That's cool.
You know, and then he sat there kind of waiting for another one.
Yeah.
You know,
what else you got for me?
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, it hung out there for probably 30 minutes. We threw it 3 or 4 fish. It'd grab them and run up underneath the tree root.
That's cool.
And come back out for another.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not only does it give kids an appreciation of, you know, what we have, especially in our area here, you know, by state in Missouri and Illinois and in the St. Louis area, certainly, but even just throughout the state, both states, you know, with places like Lake of the Ozarks and all these other great places to go. You know, there's a not only is it enjoyable, but there's a sense of accomplishment and there's education, you know, when it comes to this. Like I know my son, James, who's 6 years old, who'll probably be fishing with Perry and I this weekend. The first time that he baited his own hook, cast, you know, did it all, you know, he's been fishing for a long time, but you know, you got to get to that certain point where, you know, dad's not baiting the hook anymore or dad's where he baited his own hook, cast his own line and reeled in his own fish and didn't need any help. That's like a moment. That's a big accomplishment in a kid's life and gives them confidence and memories that you're not going to get really anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, it's just there was a time we had a kids fishing derby out at Horseshoe Lake, and my daughter, when she was maybe 4, she was one of those kids that was real hard to get her to give up the pacifier. Mm. And so just watching her stand there and fish while sucking on a pacifier was just, you know, I'm
that's
glad it's
be
not
the
to
cutest
buy.
Picture
it
in
was.
The world.
It was just, I thought that's just perfect.
Yeah,
you know?
That's about the most adorable vision of thought I've ever had. That is so awesome. So we've got a lot more to talk about as we go through this Memorial Day weekend edition of the Bluff City Outdoors Show. We will bring you, of course, as we do every week, the fishing report at the end of the show. So in probably just about a half hour from now, we're going to, during that segment, also check in with Mike Marfell, professional fisherman. He's going to give us his report from the Lake of the Ozarks. So looking forward to that. And in just a moment, Jason Snyderhand, who is a local area fishing guide and someone who is starting to become a contributor, to our weekly fishing report. He is going to join us in just a moment. So don't go anywhere. Lots of fun stuff to talk about on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend here on Bluff City Outdoors Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.
You're listening to the Bluff City Outdoors Show on News Talk STL.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating.
Welcome back to the Bluff City Outdoors Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Tony Colombo in studio with producer Leah and the owner of Bluff City Outdoors, Mark McMurray, on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. As I mentioned, whether you're listening on Saturday morning at 11 or Sunday at noon on News Talk STL, or you're listening to our podcast, if you're listening to us on Memorial Day weekend, then it is a beautiful day, and we hope that you are getting outside and enjoying this great weather.
Yeah, great weather. Yeah. Great weather.
Awesome weekend to be out on the water or enjoying the great outdoors. Big thanks to our buddy Perry Woods for joining us in that first segment. And coming up in a few minutes from now, we will bring you the area fishing report, which is something we do every week, and Mark, it has really started to grow. The fishing report, we're covering basically the bi-state area, Missouri and Illinois.
Yeah, we're pretty much got it covered now. When we added Shelbyville and Mark Twain and those southern Illinois lakes and stuff, so yeah, it's pretty extensive. And I'm going to try to remember to get it to Leah in PDF form so we can get it on the website.
Yeah, there you go. And I know it's something that a lot of our listeners have expressed a lot of appreciation for. A lot of folks that are getting out there, a lot of guys getting out on the water this weekend, they like to hear that fishing report and get those tips and hear what's working
and not working. Yep.
Yeah. And joining us now on the line, speaking of our fishing report, weekly fishing report, one of the newest contributors to our fishing report, a local guide with STL Catfishing, Jason Snyderhan is on the line with us. Jason, thanks not only for joining us this afternoon, but also for helping us out with the fishing report every week. How are you?
No problem. I'm doing good. Just getting off the water from today's trip.
Oh, nice. So we've been talking over the last, you know, few weeks here on the show. We've had pretty good weather. Like, there's been a lot of really nice days over the last few weeks as everybody's getting excited about.
Awesome.
Yeah, but as people have been getting excited about the summer and Memorial Day weekend and kids getting off school. And so I imagine it has been awesome out on the water. We've heard a lot of reports from the people that shop out there at Bluff City Outdoors. But what have you seen? What have you seen out there on the water? And I guess particularly you're usually going out there taking people on catfish trips, correct?
Yeah, we do catfish charters and we take people out on trips every day and try and see what we can catch every trip. And every trip's a new adventure. There is no rhyme or reason. Everybody wants to know what the average you're going to catch or what size or how many. And I just let them know we'll talk about that after your trip. I can't predict the future and I can't make the fish bite, but we do everything in our powers here to do what we know how to do to see if we can't catch these guys.
Yeah.
You know, fishing's been fair. I'm not going to say it's awesome by any means. It's fair. Water's dropping tremendously fast.
Yeah.
And, you know, it definitely affects the fish. Little cool front come through last night. You know, this morning we started off good. We put 10 fish in a boat and one was a nice 40 pounder. So they were happy with that. And the second trip just kind of went downhill on me.
Mm.
And, we didn't pick up fish till the very end of the trip. And it was just a 4-hour trip. I wish I had a couple more hours of those guys, but they're happy with what we caught. And we did catch a few. Everybody got to catch one and take pictures with them. But it's just back and forth. It's fishing, but fish are starting to go into spawning phase. You know, we're at the 70-degree water mark. And we're finding some fish with some marks in their head and on their tails where they're getting bit up by other guys. So I think they're going to start doing their thing here soon. That doesn't mean that's the end of fishing just because they're spawning. They're still catchable fish. There's plenty of them out there. They're not all spawning at the exact same time. They'll go through little periods there. But I think the fishing, I don't know, I think it might slow just a touch here, and then it's going to ramp back up here pretty good within the next couple of weeks.
So where do you
water,
where do you
water,
do the
messing with them a little bit?
Where do you do the primary? Where do you do the most of your fishing? What lake or river are you in most of the time?
We're in the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
We're usually fishing Alton area or downtown area is where we kind of stick to. We also do paddle fish trips to Lake of the Ozarks during paddle fish season, which is a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
You know those we don't have to worry about if they're hungry or not. The cats we got to worry about if they're hungry or not.
Right. Yeah, totally different situation.
Gotta find them.
Yeah, yeah. So, give us tell us about some of the experiences from this year so far. Are there any consistencies, any trends that seem to be working, whether it be the equipment or the time of day or the kind of the environment to look for?
There really isn't. One day you have a good morning bite, you go into the next day thinking the same thing, and it'd be a flip flop opposite on you. The morning bite would be just a touch slow, and then all of a sudden they pick back up in the second trip you're on. There's just no rhyme or reason. I don't get it. Talked to my buddy Wade the other day, and I said, I went in one day on Monday. We put, quite a few fish in a boat, had an 80-pounder to boot, and I was super excited for the next day, thinking, all right, the morning bite's where it's at. And I go in, and it was a grind. It was a complete grind. Those fish would not eat till the evening time all of a sudden.
Hmm.
So you really can't pinpoint it. The best thing to do is put some baits in the water and go try the fish and see what it's going to eat and when they're going to eat. You just got to grind it out and do the best you can in the time allowed.
So one of the things that we've talked about on this show a lot over the last year or so is, especially when it comes to fishing the Mississippi or Missouri River and catfishing, is we've seen some big fish in our area that have made news headlines over the last couple of years, 100 plus.
We got big fish in this area.
Oh,
we have some absolute toads in this area. you don't go out and catch them every day. I know a lot of people on our assumption that just happens like that. It does not. They are out here, and we do catch them from time to time. But this is a great fishery we have here. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, and we've actually, to your point exactly, Jason, we've talked about that process, about how guys like you, is it possible to get lucky and just go out one time and suddenly catch a 100-pound catfish? It's possible, but usually there's a lot more time and effort that goes into tracking and catching a fish of that size.
Yeah, correct. You got to be there at the right time when that fish is wanting to eat. Your bait has to be right in front of them.
Right. Yes. So tell us some of the, without giving away, we don't want to give away any of your secrets or anything, but just some of the basic things that you look for when you're out on the water. What are let's say you're in the Mississippi River, you're looking for some catfish. What are the types of structure or cover or water that you're looking for?
Depends on what weather's doing, what water's levels are doing. Right now with the water falling out so fast, a lot of your fish are getting pushed out towards the center. And that's where I'm finding a lot of fish at right now. Like I said, they're going to spawn, so you might be able to find them up just a touch shallower along the rocks or something. Check your big drop-offs, big wood piles, fish through them. You're going to get snagged, but it's part of the gig. You just get snagged, tie a new rig on, you put it back down, and try and do it again and see if you can't get one to go.
Yep, absolutely. We're talking to Jason Snyderhan. He is with STL Catfishing, local guide, and also a contributor to our weekly fishing report here on the Bluff City Outdoor Show. Tell us a little bit about the company, STL Catfishing, because I think that it's so important. You don't have to be a novice or somebody that doesn't have a whole lot of experience. Obviously, if you are, a guide is a perfect person to help you, learn the craft and get that education on what to look for when you're out there on the water. But even seasoned fishermen can gain a lot of knowledge booking a guide.
Take anybody from the newbies to the guys that are experienced, and they, we might teach them a little something they didn't know, or give them some pointers on some things they're doing to help them out. We run catfish trips here around St. Louis. We got three different boats to get people out because it does stay pretty busy. And then we also run paddlefish trips at Lake of the Ozarks during season. We run three different boats down there to help get people on the water and get them some fish.
I have a good friend who is an iron worker, and they do this trip with a whole group of them every year, go paddle fishing. And every year I get all the pictures, I get all the stories. And yeah,
they got big fish down
big
there.
Fish and just an absolute blast. A lot different than catfishing on the Mississippi River, but still a blast, right, Jason?
It is different. It's a whole new ball game doing the snagging, but it's a ball of fun. But I get asked a lot of questions about what I'd rather do, and I can't pick one. I love doing them both.
They're just fun.
The big ones to be caught. And paddlefish and catfish, and we just enjoy it.
So you mentioned, got a couple minutes here left, and I wanted to ask you a couple of things about, you mentioned the water levels. That's been a big topic over the last year or so. We saw that, the rivers, the levels dropped so bad last year, exposing, ground. That we haven't seen.
To get into a lot of ramps, it was... It was hard. I watched a lot of trailers get wrecked from people putting in low water, and then their axles fall off, and they try and rip their boat out, and it just messes stuff up. I hope we don't see it this year, but you just don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
It started off the season with high water, and now we're going to low water.
And then I know that's been an impact. And then how's just general pressure and traffic been out on the water?
It'll mess with them. You get a lot of boats running some similar lines. And, obviously, the more fish you sore lip, they're not going to eat for a day or two or however long it takes them to eat again, unless they're extremely hungry.
Mm.
But it does affect it. I do enjoy the weekdays out here. It's less boat traffic. Weekends will be hectic. You fish through it and deal with it.
Yeah, great stuff. That is Jason Snyder-Hahn with STL Catfishing. Jason, before we let you go, tell people how they can learn more about STL Catfishing, get more information about those guided trips, and can get a hold of you if somebody wants to take you up on it.
Yeah, for sure. You can give me a call at 314-486-3052. I am busy a lot. If I do not answer, the best thing to do is shoot me a text. And as soon as I get done with my day, I can get a hold of customers easier. You can also look us up on the web at stlcatfishing.com. And then Facebook is STL Catfishing Trophy Guide Service. And then Instagram is STL Catfishing.
Great stuff.
So we're pretty much out there, and you can get a hold of us a bunch of different ways. But text message is the easiest. And then as soon as I get done with my day, I will respond to all the texts.
Love it. Great stuff, Jason. Thank you so much. Hope we can get you back on the show in the coming weeks.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and tell some stories about hopefully some big fish that you catch this season. And in the meantime, thanks also for your help with the weekly fishing report. We really appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend.
Definitely.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you.
Take it easy, Jason.
Yeah, great stuff.
All right, see you guys. Bye.
Jason Snyder-Hahn there, local fishing guide, contributor to our fishing report, and works with STL Catfishing. STLcatfishing.com to get all of those details. And, you can just go to Bluff City Outdoors and you'll hook them up.
He's one of the guys we send them to.
Yeah. And as we mentioned just then, Mark, and you would know this from the customers out there at Bluff City Outdoors, there's newbies. Sure. That's a great thing to take advantage of, one of these guided tours. So, you can get that education and that knowledge of how to get started and, get out there on the water yourself. But even if you are a avid fisherman and do it all the time, you could still get a whole lot.
You're going to learn something.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So it's definitely a great resource to take advantage of. Again, stlcatfishing.com. All right. Speaking of our fishing reports, for people that are hopefully listening to us on the water somewhere around the bi-state area right now, we are going to bring you our fishing report in just a moment. We will also check in live with Mike Marfell. We'll get his report from the Lake of the Ozarks in just a moment. We'll get you everything from across the bi-state area here on the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.
This is the Bluff City Outdoor Show on News Talk STL.
Welcome back to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Tony Colombo, producer Leah, and the owner of Bluff City Outdoors, Mark McMurray, here with you on a beautiful Memorial Day weekend. About to get into this week's fishing report. I hope that you are able to get outside, get out on the water, or at least outside and enjoy this beautiful holiday weekend. Big thank you to Jason Snyderhan from STL Catfishing, great local company that provides guided catfish tours on the Mississippi River. He was with us in the last segment, got some great info from him. Perry Woods, my best friend and main fishing partner, joined us at the beginning of the show. And in just a moment, we're going to talk to Mike Marfell. We're going to get the Lake of the Ozarks fishing report directly from Mike. So a lot going on this show. If you missed any of it, make sure that you are subscribed to our podcast. We put the Bluff City Outdoors show out as a podcast every week shortly after we do the show the first time. And that way you can take it with you. You can subscribe on whatever podcast platform is your favorite. Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Google. We're on all of them. And you can take the Bluff City Outdoors show with you when you're out there on the water and enjoying the great outdoors. Also want to remind you, not only is it a great time to get outside and do some fishing, it is also grilling season. So make sure that you have a bag of Rockwood Lump Charcoal with you next time you are barbecuing, which I hope is this weekend. Rockwood Lump Charcoal, a superior product in pretty much every way over the traditional briquettes that you may be used to. You're supporting a great local company when you buy Rockwood Lump Charcoal. You're supporting local industry, with Missouri being the number one charcoal provider in the country. And you are also using the number one consumer-ranked charcoal in the country 9 years running. So Rockwood Lump Charcoal is truly the best product out there. Rockwood is available in over 100 area stores. Find the closest one to you and pick up some grilling tips and tricks all at rockwoodcharcoal.com. Mark, before we dive in, well, let's get Mike on officially. Mike Marfell, are you there?
I am here from Fortune Fenton, my friend.
Atta boy. So we want to get the Lake of the Ozarks fishing report from you in just a second here, but we announced a really cool event that Bluff City Outdoors is supporting coming to town here on June 10th, a kids fishing fair. Yep,
kids fishing fair up at Pierre Marquette State Park up there in Grafton.
Yeah,
it's just a great event, tons of activities for the kids, and they had a really good turnout last year, and I really want to see it grow. Everybody was happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's June 10th. Go out to our Facebook page. We'll post the hours and everything out there on Facebook.
Yeah, that's.
Wow. So what all does this entail, Mark? Yeah. Can you give me a brief?
Yeah, so they got a little bluegill pond for the kids. They got a little archery range for the kids. You know, archery fishing. I guess it goes together.
Heck,
but
yeah.
There's a guy up there that ties jigs, shows kids how to tie jigs, and it's just a lot of good stuff for the kids to do.
Excellent.
Yeah, and
well, if I can help out anyway, Mark, let me know. I think I might be in town that week.
Oh, that'd be great. Because I need help.
You know, I'm going to pull his boat up there and set and talk to kids. I could probably do something like that. So
hey, you know what?
We'll talk later.
I know from conversations that I overheard off the air that you just signed away your weekend that weekend, my friend, because they do need help.
I need help that weekend.
My schedule, Mark, but I would love to come help. I love talking to
you. You know what? I'll bring
fishing.
James. I'll bring my 6-year-old son. We'll come check out the event. I'm not offering
Maybe
to work. I'm not offering to work like Mike, but I'll check it out for sure.
Yeah, that would be great.
Maybe we can get Perry Woods to sit in the back of the boat and strum the guitar while
we're
there.
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect.
That's right. Sing the fish into the boat. So before we get into the fishing report, Mike, obviously talking about what a gorgeous holiday weekend this is. So obviously going to be a lot of people out there on the water. All over the area, not just out at the Lake of the Ozarks. It's been a couple weeks since we've had a chance to talk with you. What is the, without spoiling the fishing report, you know, what are some of the things that you're seeing out there this year?
Oh my God, the fishing right now it's out of sight just about everywhere. That's that time of year. Because we haven't really had a lot of heat. You know, it's stayed, water temperature still in the low 70s most places. So yeah. But my policy has always been Labor Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July. My boat's in the garage. I don't go out and play in those reindeer games. There's plenty of other times for me to be fishing.
Yeah.
But if you want to get out this weekend, the fishing is out of sight.
Well, so. I'm going to be fishing at the Lake of the Ozarks, so I am going to be listening very contently to your report. But I will also say this, and this is kind of a thing about the Lake of the Ozarks that you can get lucky with, you know, in many different areas down there. I agree with you. My little, 19-foot Ranger is not going to dare go out onto the main channel on Memorial Day weekend with all those big pleasure boats
out
there.
Don't need to.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I fish the cove all the time. You don't need to leave it.
Exactly. So, and just a cove, you know, our cove and hundreds of other coves throughout the Lake of the Ozarks are as big or bigger than large lakes around the Missouri and Illinois area. So I'll be able to get in my boat and never even have to turn on the main engine unless I just want to zip across the cove real quick. And I'll be able to have a great day fishing on the Lake of the Ozarks without getting out into that madness of the main channel.
And there's plenty of coves there, like you said, Tony, that are big enough and entirely no wake. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, duck into there and you can stay the whole day in there.
Yeah, you'll stay safe and you'll be able to take advantage of the Lake of the Ozarks on a Memorial Day weekend without having to deal with all of the madness on the main channel. So,
if you've got some experience behind the wheel, it's not a problem, but it's hard on equipment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if you have kids in the boat, you know, I never have felt in danger like of going overboard or the boat, you know, flooding or anything like that, being out there. I can handle it, but it's still, it's not fun. It's not fun for anybody. So if you have family with you, it's not relaxing. If you have kids with you that you're taking to go fishing, it's scary. And you don't even want to put that in their mind because you don't want, you know, them to start associating boat rides or going fishing with, you know, those big scary moments that that can be easily avoided. So it's just better just to stay away from all that if you can. And there's still plenty of great ways to enjoy the water. So we're going to get to the whole fishing report right now, but we usually end with Mike in Lake of the Ozarks. But Mike's got to get going to enjoy his weekend. So, Mike, we'll let you kick us off.
That's right.
With the fishing report.
All right,
week.
Tony. Lake of the Ozarks right now, completely on fire, however you want to catch them, shallow, deep. The shallow bite, most of the spawn's over, but the bluegill spawn is on. So you know what those bass are doing. They're herding those bluegill and paying them back for chasing their fry. So you can fish that. I recommend that with a wacky worm, a shaky head, finesse jig, a square bill, just about any way you want to catch them. And Tony, you'll love this. Make sure you have your top water out.
Oh, I will, buddy.
That is game on in the shallow water. And now we've got enough fish pushed out, bass pushed out for the post spawn in that 12 to 15, even 20 foot deep. And my favorite way to do that, obviously, is with a 5/8 to 3/4 ounce football jig or a 5/8 ounce big 10 inch shaky head or 12 inch worm, brush hog, any of those soft plastics out in that deep. You know, and if you're good with your electronics, just scan, side scan, look for ledges, points with brush piles, and you'll be able to see those schools on there, and they are biting. So if you see a school and you cast to them, you don't get bit, it's a timing thing. Move on, go find another one, come back to that one later. Mark it on your GPS, come back later. Because when they're biting, they're biting.
Yeah.
I mean, you can load the boat in a hurry, out deep and shallow, top water even out on the main lake points and stuff early in the morning and late at night. But over those bluegill beds, Tony, don't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter time of day, low light, high suns, they'll still bite a top water. So
love it.
The fishing is just out of sight, and the water clarity is still like 5.5 feet, still about 2 feet low, which is unusual for this time of year. Usually we're at full pool by the first holiday, but it's not. So that takes some of that visible, you know, some of that other shallower structure, rocks and brush piles kind of out of play, but it doesn't matter. You can see them roaming, Tony. I mean, you can see bass swimming, and just if you put a cast in front of them with a wacky worm, they will eat it.
Well, my Twitter is at Tony Colombo Talk. I hope to be posting some pictures this weekend of some big fish out at the lake. So we'll be.
And the 10-horse Monty video from our practice at Lake of the Ozarks dropped yesterday. It's over an hour long because we had some great fish catches. And I realized after watching it how bad my right arm was, how many times I about threw a fish back in the lake because I kept forgetting I had a torn bicep and was trying to use my right arm. So some pretty comical moments in, with me trying to land fish. But,
yeah, can't recommend that enough. 10-horse Monty, you 10 like T-I-N, like the metal, T-I-N, 10-horse Monty on YouTube. Great fishing content there from Mike and his partner, Gabe, the 10-horse, who was with us last week. Great stuff. And Mike, as always, really appreciate your help with the fishing report.
I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, have a great weekend, buddy.
Yeah. I'll get with you, Mark, about that tent. And you guys have a great and safe weekend. Everybody, if you're out there on the water, life jackets, kill switches when you're in that bass boat.
Yeah, so great point, buddy. Thanks so much,
all right,
dude.
Guys,
have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, boys.
Yeah.
You too, Mike. We'll see you.
Great stuff there from Mike Marfell, professional fisherman. And over to Mark McMurray for the rest of the fishing report.
Okay, let's get going. First stop, Truman Lake. Jordan Leary is a buddy and a guide out there. Crappie, good. Fish 10 to 25 feet of water. 6 to 20 feet down, fish standing timber on the main lake flats and open water schools. Jigs and minnows are both working. Catfish, good. Anchoring on the mud flats on the main lake, 10 to 20 feet, using the Santee Cooper rig, fresh cut shad, and drifting fishing is also working. Bass, good. Fish the main lake, windy banks, and the points. Throw a half-ounce football jigs around the brush piles, 8 to 20 feet deep. Squarebill crankbaits, finesse worms on a shaky head, topwater baits working, spook, swapper ploppers, and buzz baits. Walleye fair, fish the main lake humps and points, crawler harnesses, and trolling crankbaits, so is working on the shallow flats. White bass and hybrids fair, fish the main lake humps in the flats with live shad on a Carolina rig, 13 to 25 feet of water. Rattle traps are also working. Topwater bite has been decent early morning and late evening with Zara spooks. Move out to Jason Kaiser, Mark Twain Fishing Intel. Water temps 70 to 72. Bass are being caught shallow around the pole timber and the laydowns in the spawning pockets as well as the secondary points. Target your smaller rock baits. Mid-lake to the lower end has been good the last couple weeks. Jigs, crankbaits, and soft plastics have been working. Crappie. Crappie are hit and miss and a lot of smaller fish biting right now. You have to keep moving to locate the schools that want to bite. Bigger fish are being caught off a little off in the deeper side right now. Some females still have eggs in them, but notice that the last day or so they've already spawned out. White bass, been catching white bass on points with crankbaits. They also seem to be fixed in with the schools of crappie right now, 10 to 15 feet of water. Catfish, you didn't have anything to report there. Carlisle, Eric Morey, water level is 445.85 and falling. There's tons of fish still on the rocks because all the shad are there spawning. Everything from crappie to catfish are there eating on those shad. Said run a shallow under a jig or float for the crappie. Wren, Fred Mooney, lake level is 408.6. Buckbrush is producing good quantities, and the stumper, the timber are holding both quality and quantity. Bite is great, and the weather looks great for a really nice holiday weekend. Catfish have begun to spawn on the rocks, and lots of big numbers are being put up. Local rivers and lakes, Eric Morey is one of my pro staffers. Water temps are coming up, and the fish are active, and most of the bass and crappie around here are done spawning. Bluegill are currently spawning, and it's a great opportunity to catch those. Cut shad has been working well on the catfish, and jigs and minnows on the crappie. Largemouth are chasing crankbacks and moving lures. River catfish and Jason Schneider, Han.
Mm-hmm.
Just our guess, yep.
Mm-hmm.
River level in Alton is 11.78. On a hard drop, surface temp is 70.7. Fishing is fair, catching them on fresh shad and skipjack are starting to show some signs of spawn, but there's still fish to be caught. Cold front might have a small impact on the bite, along with the fish getting ready to spawn. Shelbyville, Matt England, lake level is 599.7, water temp 69 to 70, clarity is 2 to 3 feet. Crappie fishing on Lake Shelby is excellent right now, casting jigs, working on the shade lines, 6 to 7 feet of water, top hat, plastics, and sliders. Southern Illinois Lakes with Gabe Montgomery, he's a 10-horse Monty.
Yeah.
Kincaid, water temp is in the mid-70s, 4 to 7 feet of visibility, lake level is full. Said the bass are post-spawn, looking for a topwater bite in the morning, and on overcast days, popping a frog, a buzz bait, and Zara spooks are all good options. Flipping the grass in the shallow wood with creature bait, like a missile baits D-bomb or a reaction innovation sweet beaver, will get bites, green pumpkin, and jute bug. Crappie are caught along the brush piles of standing timber, 10 to 15 feet. Keep your toes out of the water, folks. I think he mentioned something about snapping turtles there. Oh, here it is. And the lake has world-class muskie. So that's why I didn't want that. I thought he had something about snapping.
Oh, you ever accidentally hook a turtle? It's a bad day.
It's a bad day.
It's a bad day.
Unless
it's a bad day for the turtle. It's a bad day for you.
Yeah, they're quite a fighter.
Yeah.
Lake at Egypt, water temp the mid-70s, 5 to 7 feet of visibility. Lake is at full pool. Bass are still caught shallow on the low-light conditions and around the bluegill beds. Look for the bass to move deeper with the water temp swarm and the constant pressure push them off the banks. These fish are all being point-related, taking refuge of any cover available, 8 to 16 feet of water. And deep-diving crankbaits like a Strike King 5XD or a Rapala DT16, both of which are available at Bluff City Outdoors, work. Stick with the shad colors, dragging a Magnum shaky head worm jig around these same locations will also get bites. It's a good time to go and be a little more aggressive trailer, so it's a Strike King Rage Craw and a Yum Craw Chunk, also both available. Black and blue is not just a dirty water color. So the crappie can be caught around the brush piles at a deep, deep weed edge. Pink is a good color. Crappie really positioned based on the wind. Crab orchard, temp steer 80, visibility 1 to 3 feet. Bass fish can be tough on a crab during the post-spawn early summer period. Covering water with a shallow running crankbait or quarter-ounce spinnerbait is a good bet. Crappie are relating to the brush, 6 to 10 feet. Right now is an excellent time to target catfish. They are in the spawning cycle and are very aggressive. Riprap banks are excellent locations, and just put a note out to be safe this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And you know what my takeaway from that whole report is?
Fishing is good.
It's go time.
It's go time.
It's go time. And you mentioned it there, and we have a little bit of fun with it, but it's absolutely true. If you want to make sure that you are truly prepared for your next trip out on the water, make sure that you stop by Bluff City Outdoors in Alton, about a mile east of Fast Eddie's there in Alton, because you guys have everything you need.
I was going to say, it's amazing how we stock everything that keeps getting referenced in these reports.
Yeah.
You know, that's not me putting those words out there. That's
right,
those guys.
Right, so. Right. Well, because you guys know what the demand is and what did people are looking for and what's working. And that's why you can make sure you're all stocked up and ready to go on your next fishing trip by visiting Bluff City Outdoors in Alton. That's just going about to do it for this week's show. I hope you are able to get out and enjoy. If you can't get out on the water, get outside and enjoy this beautiful Memorial Day weekend in some way. And learn more about Bluff City Outdoors by going to the website bluffcityoutdoors.com, or probably even better than that, follow Bluff City Outdoors on Facebook. It's another great place to get our podcast. You can get it off the Bluff City Outdoors Facebook page, as well as just about any podcast platform out there. Just search for the Bluff City Outdoors Show podcast. All right. Like I said, hopefully I will very soon be posting some pictures of some fish.
There you go.
And I hope everybody is able to enjoy this Memorial Day weekend. Have a whole lot of fun out there. And also remember, keep in mind the reason that we get to have a great, fun, beautiful weekend like this. And celebrate Memorial Day because of the men and women that paid the ultimate price to provide us with the freedoms to enjoy the great outdoors that we have here in our area and across the country. We will be back here next week for another edition of the Bluff City Outdoors Show. For producer Leah and Mark McMurray, I'm Tony Colombo. Have a great weekend, and thank you for listening to us here on the Bluff City Outdoors Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.